Now, a lot of the design of Java was aimed at making sure that Java applets couldn't access memory outside of its own space on the browser machine. So that in Java applications that run as standalone programs, you can do all the I.O., you can do file I.O. In Java applets, you're not allowed to do I.O. on the local machine, except as you might be able to do it through the browser. So you can't read and write files on the client machine. If somebody connects to your web page and you have an applet and download it, your applet can't, you know, destroy files on their machine, and so on. And so far, aside from from downloading native code, we don't know of anybody that's actually done that. The other restriction that's currently in all the browsers is that the applet can't communicate with any other network host besides the web server that the applet code came from. So this is a real restriction. The applet can only connect back to the web server machine.